is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A surprising political announcement today. Matt Gaetz, who President-elect Donald Trump chose to be Attorney General, has withdrawn his name from consideration. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Given the allegations of sexual misconduct and some of the information that has been released without even the full House ethics report, it was pretty clear that he was unlikely to get the Senate's consent in his confirmation.
Political analyst Larry Sabato.
It suggests that the Republicans in the Senate will have the opportunity potentially to refuse to confirm one of the other controversial nominees.
Pete Hegseth, Trump's choice to be defense secretary, has also been accused of sexual misconduct. He spoke to reporters today on Capitol Hill.
As far as the media is concerned, it's very simple. The matter was fully investigated and I was completely cleared.
The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister for war crimes in Gaza. Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
Israelis are outraged by this decision, including Netanyahu's most bitter opponents. The feeling among the public overall is that Israel is conducting a just war of self-defense against a ruthless terrorist group.
The House has passed legislation that would give the Treasury Department unilateral authority to strip the tax-exempt status of nonprofits it claims support terrorism. That proposal has alarmed civil liberties groups. Planning to travel over the holidays, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said today they're getting prepared.
We are a week out from Thanksgiving, and TSA is expecting a potentially record-breaking holiday travel season. If recent experience is any guide, these will likely be some of the busiest travel days in U.S. history.
The powerful storm hitting the Pacific Northwest is causing a lot of damage. Cleanup will be massive.
There's holes in the roof, so we're caulking it to fill it.
Several inches of rain are still in the forecast, along with continued high winds. There was a report out today on home sales. It showed they ticked up in October, but it's a mixed bag, as Jill Schlesinger reports.
The positive news comes with two caveats. One, existing home sales were up because there were weak sales a year ago, and compared to this year, things looked a little bit better. Also, there were lower mortgage rates in August and September when contracts for these homes were signed.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 461 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A number of spinouts and accidents went down today, and the first snowstorm reminded people of the icy impact. It's now mainly rain, with the National Weather Service having a wind advisory running through early tonight. Winds are ranging from 15 to 25 miles an hour, with gusts potentially hitting up to 45. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Some Racine County basements will be drier. Construction has started on a $12.5 million underground storage basin near Chicory Road in Mount Pleasant. It's designed to prevent basement backups in hundreds of homes across that area. Polling places in Racine County will remain open until 8 tonight. It's for a primary election to fill the county executive position. The top two vote-getters go on to the final election on December 19th. Some polling places have changed. Check out myvote.wi.gov if you're not sure. And Racine St. Catharines aims for a state title tonight as they compete in a WIAA state championship game. The contest against Baldwin Woodville will be live on WRJN. Coverage starts at 6:30 live from Camp Randall in Madison. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another victory for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls 122-106 at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 41 points.
The pace that we're playing with is incredible so far, but we got to keep on going. I think the last maybe 6, 7, 8 games, we've been playing good. We could have easily be 5 in a row right now.
The Bucks have now won 4 of their last 5. They host the Pacers tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers worked out getting ready to host the San Francisco 49ers Sunday afternoon. Defensive back Jaire Alexander unable to practice due to that knee injury he suffered against the Jaguars 3 weeks ago. The Badgers traveled to Nebraska to take on the Cornhuskers Saturday, both teams with overall records of 5 wins and 5 losses.
With a few weeks left in the season, we don't kind of look at the state of the union and where we're at. We just always look at day-to-day and how do we continue to push our guys to get better so that your best is on Saturday, and that's where we get into these last few weeks of the season.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A wintry mix turns to all rain this afternoon as winds continue to whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour. High temperatures will tap the low 40s and overnight tonight stay above freezing in the upper 30s, leaving us tomorrow with a cloudy and windy day still. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, a poll has exposed the secret underbelly of electronics shopping on Black Friday weekend. It isn't all about buying for family and friends. A lot of consumers plan to buy gear for themselves. Some 70% of those who plan to shop on Black Friday weekend say they will be looking for electronics. And while 78% of those gear buyers will be shopping, 55% will be shopping for themselves.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Persuasion.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Can buy, but I'll never know.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is here. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Question. Doing well. Thank you. Question for you. Mm-hmm. What is the best sandwich?
The best sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Bacon cheeseburger.
Bacon cheeseburger. Okay.
Yeah. That's going to be my answer.
Okay. We'll go with that. I think I got to go with that. See, I wasn't thinking like burgers and stuff. I was thinking like, you know.
I wasn't either, but it's a
deli sandwich. But it's a sandwich.
It's a sandwich.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you.
I know what you're looking at. You're looking at like a Monte Cristo.
Yeah,
or you're looking at like a ham and rye and cheese
Right? Deli sandwich or something.
Boring.
Right? All right. Well, you're going to really think I'm boring then, because although I like all those sandwiches, including your choice, I think if I was to go with just like a regular lunch sandwich, I think I would go with a PB&J. Boring, right?
That's a quality sandwich.
It is quality sandwich.
It's a good sandwich. It's top of my list. And when I take it to the next level, I did this when I was in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
You get the potato chips.
Yeah, and put it inside.
You insert them inside. Yep. Whole nother level.
Especially if it's like a sour cream and onion potato chip or something.
I don't get crazy with it. Okay. If I'm doing it, it's just the regular old potato chip salted. I like the ridged ones, but I'll accept the non-ridged.
Oh, you'll accept them.
I really do. I mean,
how very magnanimous of you.
I will accept it, but I think people should really try it. It's delicious.
And as far as like deli sandwiches go, you know, turkey sandwich, ham sandwich, whatever, I always find it tastes better if somebody else makes it.
Yeah, that's always the case.
Like if you go to a good deli or something.
Yep. I got one down the street from my house. Growing up, I was a big Hungry Head fan of in Kenosha.
Oh, yeah. I know Hungry Head.
But you're right. It's better when somebody else makes it.
I don't know why it is. It's the same ingredients. It's the same bread. It's the same meat, same cheese. But why does it taste better if somebody else makes it for me?
I think it's been marinating. It's by all these other flavors and smells, and it kind of absorbs it inside that butcher shop or wherever that may be. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. Okay. Does it sound good?
Sounds good to me. But now I'm hungry. Let's go get some food.
Yeah, let's go get a number two.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Let me be your love and tell you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Teddy bear, baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't wanna be your tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be your teddy bear.
I just wanna be your teddy bear.
Elvis Presley. WRJN, it's Teddy Bear. Let's take you back to this date in 1955. RCA Records purchased Elvis Presley's recording contract from Sam Phillips at Sun Records for an unprecedented amount of $35,000. Well, tonight we're looking for a little bit of rain and a low of about 38. Tomorrow cloudy and a high of 46.
I can't stop this feeling. I'm hooked on a feeling high on belief.
so much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A number of spinouts and accidents went down today, and the first snowstorm reminded people of the icy impact. It's now mainly rain, with the National Weather Service having a wind advisory running through early tonight. Winds are ranging from 15 to 25 miles an hour, with gusts potentially hitting up to 45. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Polling places in Racine County will be open until 8 tonight. Instead of piggybacking on the general election a couple of weeks back, officials decided to hold a primary election today to fill the Racine County executive position. On the ballot is County Clerk Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos from Racine County Emergency Management, former educator Melvin Hargrove, and local businessman Ralph Malicki. The top two vote-getters today will move on to the final election December 19th. To double-check your polling places, some have changed, visit myvote.wi.gov. The hope is for a new state title reign in Racine. Tonight, Racine St. Catharines competes for a state title in a game that will be heard here on WRJN. Live coverage of the WIAA state championship game will start at 6:30. The Angels face Baldwin Woodville from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Any light rain will come to an end this evening. Cloudy tonight, low in the upper 30s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, high mid-40s. For the upcoming weekend, it stays dry and mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-40s Saturday, upper 40s Sunday. It's 42 right now.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back because they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
Three Dog Night, an old-fashioned love song on WRJN, a song that was written by Paul Williams. And I love this story about how Paul Williams came up with that song. He was about to go out on a date with a young woman, and just before the date, he got a call saying that another one of his songs had gone gold. So he went over to the young woman's house, and he said, well, one of my songs went gold. And she said, which one? He says, just an old-fashioned love song. And he thought, wait a minute, that's a song in itself. And he sat down at her piano, and he came up with the song in about 20 minutes.
Up every morning just to keep a job, I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain.
Yeah.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Who wants to buy? Genuine, like love should be.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Tomorrow night's the night. We've been talking about it. If you're looking for something fun to do tomorrow night, go see that Fleetwood Mac tribute show. It's tomorrow night at Memorial Hall in Racine. All the big Fleetwood Mac songs recreated with passion and artistry. If you need your tickets, you can go to festivalpark.com and click on the events page. Yes, yes, yes.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A political bombshell in Washington today.
Got no one to hold him, no one to fold him. I think he knew that.
Senator Joe Manchin on the decision by Matt Gaetz to withdraw his name from consideration for Attorney General. Tarian Small reports.
Gaetz, who had been the subject of a House ethics investigation, wrote in a social media post that his confirmation was unfairly becoming a distraction.
I respect his decision, appreciate him offering himself for service at that level, now onto somebody else.
While Gaetz was a congressman, the panel was invested